Now, the rest of the story. In the history books, Titus Flavius Vespasianus is almost always called Vespasian, the son of a tax collector, recognized as founder of the Flavian dynasty in Rome. He was emperor for a mere 10 years, from 69 to 79 A.D., and yet his impact on his nation-state was enormous. For Vespasian is also remembered in Roman history as the fiscal innovator. And hear this, contemporary Americans, he was the fiscal innovator who wiped out an enormous national debt. How he did it is the rest of the story. Vespasianomics. Inspired by the serious deficit situation which Vespasian inherited from Nero, meant sacrificing a good guy image for the sake of solvency. So how did Vespasian restore economic equilibrium to Rome? Well, first he took a long, hard look at the books. What he had learned at the knee of his tax collector father had not been lost on him. He could not only count, he knew the meaning of money, so one can imagine Vespasian's horror when he discovered the enormity of Rome's national debt. It was a figure, according to the emperor's calculations, somewhere in the area of 40 billion sesterces. Scholars are often incredulous at that amount, but remember, it was probably reckoned in a much depreciated currency. Anyway, Vespasian grimly informed his government that it would take a 40 billion with a B sesterces to pull Rome out of the red. He knew that no single source of revenue would do. He would sell imperial property in Egypt, which he did. He would put important government jobs on the block for hefty prices, which he did. Basically, the tax collector's son realized that the key to restoring the Roman treasury was taxation, and thus was born one of the most dramatic, one of the most famous tax programs in all of the ancient world. Vespasian increased extant taxes, even doubled some. He taxed Roman provinces, formerly immune to taxation. Now, history doesn't record whether he succeeded in raising the entire 40 billion that he had projected as necessary, but I'll tell you this, he wiped out the debt. He wiped out the total debt with sesterces to spare. For Vespasian is credited subsequently with a lavish building program, including restoration of the Capitol. He began work on the Colosseum, and it was he who established the first public educational system in classical antiquity by ordering that qualified teachers be paid salaries and awarded pensions out of public funds. And all of this he accomplished in a period of 10 years. And yet, while you may never have known of his accomplishments, as of this day, you will never forget one of his accomplishments. For after Vespasian had sold all of that imperial property, and after he'd sold all of those government offices and raised as much money as he could get from those sources, after he doubled conventional taxes, after he had taxed Rome's formerly untaxable provinces, the emperor discovered he still did not have quite enough revenue to reach his goal of solvency, so he created a tax that is with us still. He invented a means of transforming urgent necessity into cold cash. He balanced the budget by taxing the public lavatories, which were omnipresent in ancient Rome. And thus the pay toilet was born. And now you know the rest of the story.